on the line is Karin van Wyk. Karin is the director of Critter Rescue South Africa, and we're going to be talking about the festive season and the and Critter Rescue SA. And Karin, thank you for being with me on the line this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Lauren. I appreciate it.
Karin, do you know what I had to do? I had to Google the meaning of the word critter, because I thought it was a specific animal, but it's not. I've just found out it's all domestic animals.
Yeah, it's mostly referred to small exotics, but we just call it little critters, you know, because they're not the normal domestic dog or cat that you get. So yeah, we call them critters.
Okay, well, now that I know what a critter is, and that's a good start, let me tell you, what is the Festive Bucket Initiative?
So we started this about 7 years ago. So every year during the year, we start collecting donations from our supporters. Then during November, we're getting all the ingredients together. And then in December, we feed all the shelter dogs, the outreach dogs. So any dog that doesn't have a home. So we like to give them a nice meal. For some of the dogs, it's the last good meal they ever have. So we started this initiative to give them a nice home-cooked meal, basically.
Well, just explain the psychology to me. I don't understand why somebody would then abuse it by going away in December and not taking care of it. Who does that and why?
You'll be surprised how many people do it. And, we don't only find it in the – our biggest problem is the townships. They go away and they ask the neighbor to look after the dog, and the neighbor never does. So that's where our outreach girls come in. They go out, they go feed the animals, make sure they're taken care of, that they've got water, shelter, and all of that. But also a lot of people just dump their animals at the SPCA because now they're over it, they got it for Valentine's Day or whatever, and then they're just over it, and all the kid is now apparently got allergic to the animal. So a lot of animals get dumped like that.
What kind of numbers are we talking about? What kind of outreach do you hope to do?
So last year we did about 2,000 dogs that we fed. This year we're aiming for 5,000.
Oh, that's pretty ambitious. But then again, my producer actually informed me that you have grown from 2023 from just 6 partner organizations to 16 in 2024.
Yes.
I mean, how did you get so many people on board? And how did that momentum build so quickly?
So I'm very close to a lot of SPCAs and shelters. I've got 14 rescue dogs myself. So, I've got a lot of ties with the people, and I see how many dogs are there over festive season. So we just started with a couple of shelters or SPCAs in my community or around me. And then, the word got out and everybody asked, can't we add this one and can't we add that one? And that's why we're sitting with 17 shelters this year.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, that's really heartwarming to hear. And staying with a heartwarming theme, tell me, what has been the most touching or memorable moments from your previous Christmas lunch initiatives?
I think the best is going out, in the townships. Those dogs are chained, and you go there and you take them this nice meal that they've never had. They only get pup or, if they're lucky, pellets. And here they get some rice and meat. And to see those little tails wag, it's amazing. It's a feeling I can't describe. You've got to experience it.
Maybe, eh? Maybe you got to pull me in and experience this. I've never done anything remotely similar. But on that point, and finally, for our listeners who want to help, either by sponsoring a bucket or volunteering, what's the best way to get involved?
So they can go to our Facebook page. Unfortunately, we've only got Facebook because I'm not very good with social media. So they can go to Critter Rescue SA on Facebook, message us there, or send us an email at crittersrescuesa@gmail.com.
Karin, keep on doing such important work. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we hope we can make a difference, even if it's a small one.
That's a good place to start. That absolutely is.